maybe you've noticed the stairs, the groceries, everything that's not as easy as they used to be. And you're starting to wonder, what would it look like to get a little help? At Care.com, asking for support doesn't mean giving up independence. The right kind of help lets you stay in charge. Whether you know what kind of care you need or you're just starting to look, Care.com is here to help. You can find background-checked in-home caregivers who fit your budget, or explore senior living communities at your own pace. Read reviews, request tours, compare options. And if it all feels overwhelming, our senior care advisors, all master's-level social workers, can help you create a plan. For a limited time, use the code LISTEN20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's LISTEN20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Some days call for some oomph to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll also look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
5 a.m. I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host for today, Cameron Stover from huntinggeardeals.com. I'm going to be joined by Jordan from Malta Hunting Safety to talk about their new lineup of tree stand safety harnesses. Now, they've broken into this industry because they found success in general industry with safety-related products and harnesses, so it's been an easy transition for them, and they're making some great products. Stay tuned to this episode because you're going to want to listen to some of the safety-related tips, whether it be inspecting your harness or how often you're supposed to replace it and what to do in the event of a fall. All right, guys, today I'm joined by Jordan from Malta Hunting Safety, which is owned by Malta Dynamics. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for having me. I know it's been something that we've been trying to get kicked off here for a little while now. As you know, I've been in and out of trade show season, Texas, Pennsylvania. We got the Ohio Open Season Expo next week as we're recording this. And so it's trade show season for sure. And I'm just happy to sit down and be able to talk to you, man. This is always a pleasure. So,
well, it's funny you say the Columbus show. I'll be up there in the Whitetail Properties booth because I'm actually a real estate agent on the day job. So okay. We'll have to swing by the booth and say hey.
Yeah, I'll be there Thursday, I think, is setup day. I bring that truck and trailer over. And then Friday, what is it, 2 to 7? I want to say 2 to 7 on Friday. And then I'm a big Supercross fan, and so I'm headed to Indianapolis throughout the weekend. So I'm going to be in Indy for the Supercross race up there. But I'll be there Friday night and working in some, working some connections and talking to people and shaking hands and all that good stuff.
Well, we will not cross paths because I won't be there until Saturday. So, yeah, have fun at the show, man. Make sure you wear some hearing protection. So I know they can be loud.
I mean, and we can get into this, but this will be my third year. I worked it with Vance Outdoors when I was with those guys. And so I enjoy it, man. There's nothing better than just hearing gobbles and clucks the entire, what is it, be probably about 24 or 32 hours or something like that there. So it's a good time for sure, man. It's nice to be back home for one too. So
absolutely. I mean, some of these trade shows can be pretty brutal, and that's kind of what brought me to your brand, was because I saw how involved you guys got into some trade shows, and I was like, I've never even heard of Malta Hunting Safety. So
well, cool.
Kind of tell me about the brand, the company, and how you guys got to this point.
Yeah, so I can't really talk about the company without talking about Malta Dynamics. That's kind of the foundation of everything. And so I got some notes here so I don't mess up. But Damian Lang is our CEO. And I guess before, let's take a step back. Malta, you're familiar because you're from West Virginia, but we're from Southeast Ohio. So Malta, Ohio is where the name originates from. It's not the country, or even though it's beautiful, it's not the country. Okay. But yeah, it's Malta, Ohio. It's a small town right along the Muskingum River, right across from McConnellsville, for people that may have known that. We are about a half hour south of Zanesville and I-70. So kind of give people a little bit of background there. But going back, so Damian Lang is our CEO. He's from a small town called Waterford, Ohio. And he started back in the 80s in high school laying brick, working in high school laying brick, and eventually wanted to start his own company. That turned into Lang Masonry. And as the years progressed, that company ended up becoming one of the biggest, masonry businesses in the state. And things slowly evolved. And eventually, they get to a point where you're as an owner of a business, you want to see things more proficient and more efficient, I should say. And so he ended up creating a company. We refer to them as EZG, but it's Easy Grout Corporation. That was in the late 90s. And EZG makes some of the accessories and things that they would need to use on the job site. So think like a grout mixer or any of that type of equipment that they would need. And so EZG makes that. And they obviously started that business, and then they're using their product, throughout all their job sites. As EZG continued to grow, the businesses continued to grow, they kind of started to see that some of the jobs required the workers to be at, some pretty significant heights. And while they were using other safety products in the industry, as a businessman, you see your workers working at height, why not make a solution yourself, right? And so that's where Malta Dynamics picked up in 2015. We started our company on that side. Excuse me. And so we make workplace fall protection harnesses. We make workplace anchors. We make retractable lifelines, SRLs. We have a mobile unit called a mobile grabber. X Series mobile grabber is pretty cool. It's fall protection is what we do every day. Every day of the week, that's all we do is fall protection, keeping people safe at heights. And so leading that more into the hunting side, if you look at our small team, there's about a little over 20 folks that work at Malta Dynamics, much more than the entire corporation, but just at Malta specifically, there's about 20 folks. And I would say just about every guy, I can't really speak for the women on the team, but just about every guy is a hunter. or at some capacity, right? We're all Southeast Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, we're all, I'm not going to say rednecks, but we're all country. And, you know, we all hunt and we all whitetail hunt. And so, you know, what better than to take the experience that we know from the workplace side and, you know, and keep people safe in the tree.
Yeah. So that's the first thing that I noticed when I started looking at your website and your product line. You have an extensive lineup of industrial safety product. Yep. And it looks like that has been the key factor that's you've bolted the hunting related harnesses off of, because they're, they're a little bigger, they're stouter. They look like something that I would wear in the workplace environment.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. It all clicks together now.
Yep.
So the Lang name, Waterford, I'm real familiar with. I've actually shed hunted some of the Lang properties before. I won't say who owns it. And I actually bought my farm from a Lang as well from Waterford. So
that's awesome. Yeah, it's funny. You know, I live in Glenford, so I'm like kind of east central, and I'm up here closer towards I-70. But, you know, you start going down there, and, you know, we work with like Emily Shad Conkler. I'm sure you guys have seen her on Instagram, and then she knows these people. And of course, you've been down there, the Maxwells, and it's like the Maxwells and this, and the Maxwells. Like, it's very small knit community for sure. And that's something that I've learned here in the last, 5 or 6 months working down there is like, man, like these people, everyone knows everybody. And it's a great community and beautiful country. You know, there's nothing better than driving down to go to work and following the Muskingum River the entire way, you know, through all the rolling foothills of Appalachian and stuff. And so it's a great area for sure. And
it's a beautiful area. It's got a great mixture of kind of the crops and pasture land and farmlands, rolling hills, and there's some big deer. So if anybody's wanting to buy some property, like look me up on whitetailproperties.com. I will sell you some property in that area if there's anything available. But
they're gonna have to earn it. They're gonna have to earn it down there too, man. It's there's some them gullies and them ravines, man. They're no joke. So you're gonna have to earn it for sure.
Absolutely. So let's dive into these products, man. I'm interested in kind of learning more. And I've got a background in safety, so I kind of understand some of this lingo. But if we lose track and we go too deep, we'll try to summarize it when we get done. But let's just jump into it and talk safety.
100%. Yeah. So the first harness that they came out with, the lineup, if you will. So it ended up being it was a multi-dynamics harness. And it still is multi-dynamics harness, but the lineup when I first came there was the Hunter's Elite harness. And so a lot of people might see that in some of the current product that we're selling, as well as some of the ones, you know, on the website and things like that, social media, that kind of thing, until we started building up this multi-hunting brand. But I say that because the first harness was the Hunter's Elite, the original harness, which is the one that you're referring to, is kind of the bigger, heavier duty one, right? And that harness is almost an exact replica of one that we use in the workplace. But we added some features to it that are beneficial to hunters. So you're looking at, on the lumbar support, you're looking at some Somali webbing. At the shoulder pads, you're looking at additional attachment points in terms of like a plastic clip, as well as some key rings that you can put, you know, say a rangefinder, binoculars or something like that, and, you know, wind check pouch or something like that. So little tiny bits and pieces there that we've used to kind of gear it towards folks that are outdoors, using our experience as hunters ourselves and what we want to see as a product, right?
Right.
And so you get all the safety, aspects, plus some of the tree stand aspects in terms of, you know, brown webbing instead of black webbing, just to kind of help break up the camo pattern or break up your silhouette. We worked with True Timber. We're currently working with True Timber. So we have True Timber Canati, which is your stick and leaf pattern, as well as the one that everyone's familiar with, which is True Timber Strata. You know, you look at some of the stealth strips and things like that. Everyone's familiar with Strata. So some two great patterns. True Timber has been a great partner to work with, and really have kind of helped validate the brand a little bit, you know what I mean, in terms of telling people that, hey, this is a legit company that's working with legit businesses in the industry. So that's the first start off on that. And I mean, we can dive more into that, or if you want, we can keep going until our current harness now.
Let's look at the current harness and then just kind of dive into some of this stuff in a little bit, because we'll be able to compare the two.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So then the next harness that they came out with, and this is kind of when I got introduced into the company last summer, is our ultralight harness. And this is exactly what the name says. I think if I'm not mistaken, the harness without the carabiners, without the carabiner to hook to your tether, is just about, I think it's just right under 3 pounds. I think it's like 2.2 pounds, 8 ounces or something like that.
2.4 according to the website.
Even better. Excuse me. So you're looking at less than 2.5 pounds on a tree stand harness, which is absolutely ridiculously light. I mean, there's no comparison to some of the other brands. And definitely no comparison between it and our original harness, but we'll get into that. There's different strokes for different folks on that. But so the Ultralight still has the same padding as the original Hunter's Elite harness. We still incorporate the same elastic over the metal buckles just to keep things quiet. We still have the attachment point on there. The webbing is smaller, so that it's about 1.5 inches webbing. And so it's definitely a smaller webbing, therefore leading to the lightweightness of it. And then the padding is a little bit thinned down too, in terms of just how it's shaped and how it's designed. It's more of a yoke design as opposed to a cross X, like the workplace harness. So there's a little bit of weight savings there. But going back to it, it's still rated the same as the original harness. And so both of our harness are rated to all the current ASTM standards, and you know, which is no different than any of our bigger box name competitors that are on the market.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the standards. We won't dive too deep into the engineering side of it, but there's a weight rating with that standard. They're tested to 300 pounds, correct?
Yeah. I believe the ASTM standard is 300 pounds. We can dive into a little bit, but the ASTM standard is rated at 300 pounds. We get, and you can talk about maximum arresting force, and we can really glaze over some people's eyes when it comes terms to some of the testing that we do, but the maximum arresting force, or the amount of force that your body hits as you were to fall, and that split second where you're at, like your peak distance of falling, that number can exceed 1,800 pounds. And so there's a limit there that we have. So looking at the ultralight harness, I should point out that all of our harnesses are tested in New York. And so it's a third-party testing lab. It's not something that we do. We send them off to a third party. They get tested right here in the United States. And so they have to meet all these standards. But let me flip this page real fast. So we drop, what they do is they drop a 220-pound, like, it's like a concrete dummy almost, if you will. And they drop that, and it has to be a required distance of 6 feet or twice the maximum length of the tether. So it's either 6 feet or twice as long as whatever your tether is. Our ultralight came in at 1,452 pounds, 1,452 pounds in terms of maximum. And remember, the maximum number that we are allowed to reach is 1,800 pounds. You know, So what is that, 350 some pounds extra that we're saving the forces on your body. And then not only do they have to meet that 1,800 pound standard, but they also have to be supported for 2 minutes post fall. So let's say you do fall, that harness has to retain that 200 pounds after all that force, has to retain that 200 pounds for 2 minutes. And any slippage, anything like that, is a failure. Test them on, go ahead.
Yeah, look, we're talking about like somebody's falling from a tree stand and hanging there. One of the first things you're going to notice when I'm looking at this harness is how wide the leg straps are.
Yeah.
So that's going to provide a lot more comfort. And we'll dive into suspension trauma and stuff a little bit later, probably.
Sure.
But that right there alone is going to be the difference in suspension trauma, not just by looking at it. It looks like a nice little feature there that you guys have added. So let's keep going with the ASTM.
Yeah. And so that's a feet first test. Now we go to a face first test. So let's say someone trips and falls, or they fall asleep and they fall face first, right? It's a little bit different because your harness has to kind of rotate. So that we test it again. We're still held at 1,800 pounds. On that one, we rated at 1,547. Okay. So again, we're still significantly less than what the actual allowed limit is per ASTM standard. So you're definitely going to feel safe in terms of when you're in our harnesses, for sure. And I mean, we're more than happy to supply this to anybody who asks for it. It's not something we do regularly, but if there's something that you're interested in, we can certainly supply that for sure.
Yeah, that's something that as many different companies that I've talked to make harnesses and stuff like that, I don't know if anybody's actually shared the data to back it up. I know they have, if they make the harness, they sell the harness, they have to meet the minimum standard of 1,800. Yeah. But to actually see where those numbers are, I'd be curious to see how this harness stacks up against the competition.
You and me both. You and me both. And with the exception of going out, I mean, I certainly could go out and buy every competitor, but man, that would be an expensive endeavor. We had talked about potentially like kind of doing our own, because I mean, we know how this works, right? And doing our own, it would kind of, but hearing it from a third party just makes it that much more appealing, right? And you know that there's no bias in it. And, but I mean, we've seen some videos. I mean, I'm not going to mention harness names and things like that, but we've seen some videos that are less than stellar. People have shared with us, and you know, I just hope that we never are one of those companies. We'll never be one of those companies. I mean, it's safety is our number one priority. That's why we're in business, right? And so we're not going to slack on the hunting side just because it's hunting, you know.
Okay, and that's kind of where we've been to. And me being a safety guy in my spare time or my previous life, so that's where I came from. I came from the oil and gas industry. Fall protection was second nature. I've been to DBI SALA's fall protection certification training, so I can geek out about it a little bit. But one thing that I've noticed in wearing a harness is on the hunting side of it, we want it slim, we want it fit, but I know that lanyard that's sitting behind me isn't going to help me that much on the harness that I'm currently running because it doesn't have a good shock absorber in it. So when I look at this harness, I'm looking at the ultralight one because if I'm a hunter, that's probably, I'm a smaller guy. I'm not pushing that 300-pound mark. No. If I was, maybe that bigger, bulkier harness would be for me. But that ultralight at under 2.5 pounds sounds pretty good, right up my alley. That harness looks comfortable, but also that lanyard, that shock-absorbing force. So when we're talking about how much force is applied to the body as it falls, that absorption is coming from that high-quality lanyard that it's been able to stretch out.
Yeah, and I want to say, I mean, a lot of this is probably audio listeners too, but for those that are maybe watching some video, so here's the lanyard that he's talking about right here. So the first thing you're going to notice is that it's got a bungee. It has the bungee that actually pulls out. I got it pulled out all the way right there as far as I can. So it's not like it's a huge pull out. It's going to just pull and stop. And then the most important piece is the shock pack that we include in it. So the shock pack still rips out similar to some of the other ones. But the big difference on our shock pack too is that we have basically this protective sleeve. And again, people listening aren't going to be able to see it, but it's almost like what you would look. I refer to it kind of like if you're doing wiring, you're using heat shrink for a wiring tube or for, you know, wires. It's kind of similar to that for those listening, but it's a heavy duty, like plastic protective sleeve. And so one of the differences too is like on a harness that you're talking about where it's just a stone sewn in tether, that tether can rub against the bark. That tether can fray and you may not know. It's exposed to the elements, right?
Correct.
As opposed to this one, the most important piece that's saving you is all sealed and it's protected completely from the elements. And so you can look at that and be like, okay, this thing is good to go. I know it's safe, right? And so whereas with some of the other ones, maybe that stitch is ripped or maybe something's fraying a little bit and you didn't notice it, right? And so that's kind of an important deal as well.
Okay. So let's talk about the harness. And I know on the general industry side of it, how to inspect them and things like that. But what should the hunters, what should we look at when we're putting our harness on? Because we're all guilty of it. We bought a harness 5 years ago. We go grab it the day before we go out to hunt, throw it in our bag. Yep. We put it on and we get in the tree.
Yeah.
So what should we look at when we inspect a harness to make sure it's safe, regardless of it's a Malta hunting safety harness or somebody else's?
I mean, you're really just looking at the condition of the webbing, right? And making sure that nothing is frayed, nothing appears to be ripped, nothing appears to be, you know, pillowing. You know how sometimes like fabric will kind of have that pillowing, almost like a goose feather kind of deal, right? So you want to keep sure, making sure that the harness webbing itself is looking good. Secondly, you're going to be looking at your buckles, right? Are my buckles latching properly? Are my buckles tight? Is the harness still fitting me appropriately, right? Because sometimes early season, you know how it is. Early season, you got it fitting nice and snug. Well, maybe late season, you're going to wear it somewhere completely differently, right? And so making sure that harness fits you and there's no slippage. You know, you don't want it to be like cutting off circulation, just wearing it. But you also don't want to be able to stick your whole arm through the sleeve and, you know, you pass right through, right? So fitment is proper as well. And really that's it. I mean, there's not a lot that can go wrong with them. But just overall condition, right? Just making sure that things look and appear as if they are structurally sound. And you know, in the workplace side, that's kind of how we base it off of too, is, you know, on that side, as you know, they have safety directors that are out there that are checking and making sure these harnesses are right. Well, you know, John Smith that's getting in the tree in West Virginia or Ohio, he's not a safety director, so he's not going to know. And so that's why the ASTM standard is kind of more or less that after 5 years, we ask that you purchase a new one. And while the harness may, and you kind of alluded to it last time, but while the harness may be, I mean, let's think about it. This year, I hunted 4 hours and killed my buck on opening weekend.
Can't be.
Am I going to count? I'm blessed, thank God. But am I going to count that as like a year of service? Probably not, right? You know what I mean? And so it's, my experience is a lot different than someone else's experience who may have grinded it out the entire season and finally got a buck down, the, you know, February 1st with a few days left before the end of the year, right? And so the ASTM standard is the 5 years in terms of every 5 years they'd ask that you buy a new one. And that's simply like a buffer zone, in my opinion, to prevent people from having harnesses that are 10, 15 years old that you may not know or have been through a lot of different changes. And so it kind of is like a safety net, right? In terms of keeping people.
Yeah, it's just an expiration protected. Date.
Yep. Yeah. The expiration date. Yeah.
Just like some food, like it may not be bad, but yeah. It's like, hey, we got to put a date on there. Let's go with that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And so you don't have a qualified professional looking at your harness every year, making sure that you're safe like you would on the job site. And so that's kind of the rationale behind that. So, yeah. But again, it just goes down to basic general condition, right? Making sure it's looking good. It's clean. It's not frayed. It's not torn. Your stitching looks fine. In our case, your shock pack looks good. You know, making sure your carabiners are free and be able to move, that just, you know, just regular maintenance.
Okay. So here's a question for you. My harness, talking about the way it fits between early season and late season, am I supposed to wear my hunting harness over top of my outer layer or underneath it?
That's a personal question for sure. It really depends on like what your style is. With the ultralight and just the fact that how light it actually is, I would personally wear that one over during early season, under during late season.
Okay.
With the, I mean, different strokes for different folks, you certainly could do it in either way that you'd want, as long as the fitment is good. You know, you're going to be putting over, think late season, you got it over your bibs, right? So you're going to want to make sure that it's still good and snug and fit. You know, with it being under, it's, you can get it a little tighter. So I'm not going to sit here and say it's probably safer, but I mean, it also kind of keeps it out of the elements during late season. When you're looking at the original harness or a hunter's elite harness, that's a bulkier harness. And so you're obviously going to wear it early season over your gear, but that might be one that you even want to wear over your gear in late season as well, just because of the bulk of it and not in having it on top as opposed to underneath. But again, it all kind of boils down to personal preference. I would recommend anyone, just like anything, testing it out, right? Before the season starts, you know, testing it out and kind of getting a feel, or even as the season's going, you know, try it out in the front yard or backyard and just kind of see like how it fits and how it feels in that regard too. And kind of making your own judgment choice.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing that people run into when it comes to whether it's your saddle hunting, whether you're tree stand hunting, it doesn't make a difference. If you don't practice with your gear prior to going, you're going to be inefficient with your time, and B, you run a risk of doing it wrong when it matters the most. So
yes,
practice putting a harness on, and don't just, here's something I caught myself doing on accident this year. My harness was, I was wearing it as an outer on the outer layers, and the harness, the clips as where they were just, they were clicking as they touched the left leg and the right leg, and they would ding, ding. So I unhooked it as I was walking to the stand, hooked the loop in my belt, left one leg in. Well, I got in the stand. I sit there for an hour or two, and I looked down. I was like, oh, man, my leg strap's on. So if I don't put my leg straps on, guess what happens when I fall? I keep falling. It doesn't stop me.
No, not at all. Yeah, that's no bueno, man. That's no bueno. Yeah. That's one of those things. And, you know, I'm kind of glad you said that too. You know, one thing we didn't mention is our youth harness, right? And I would be regretting it if I didn't mention it. So with the youth harness, I'm pulling up this carabiner too to show you. So with the youth harness, it's the same exact material as the ultralight. As a matter of fact, we call it the Ultralight Youth Harness. And so it's just a spinoff of the same Ultralight harness, but a lot smaller. And so it's geared towards kids that are under 150 pounds. And so you brought up the point where you didn't have your leg buckles in, right? And we also sell a reflective lifeline too. So a 30-foot reflective lifeline, which is key. And so, but what I got here for the listeners that are listening, people watching, this is a double action or auto locking carabiner. It's probably something you may have seen in the workplace side too, right? And so how many times, you know, prior to that, I've saddle hunted and stuff before, and I've looked down at my tether and it's like, holy crap, like my carabiner gate's not locked, right? Now, the chances of it something happened are slim, but there's a chance, right? So the cool thing is with the auto locking carabiner that we have, this comes again from the workplace. You simply just twist and then the gate opens up. I got it upside down. So then your gate opens up. And then when I let go, that gate's completely locked.
Yep. And that gate is what keeps that carabiner from opening and unattaching or attaching from the harness to the tree strap. So
yeah,
having that auto locking for kids is great.
Yeah. Or I mean, anybody, I run it on my, so that harness that I was showing you here is one of our test samples for some new product that we have coming this year, but I run it. Even on that, you know, it's just a matter of clipping it in. And then I know that I'm good to go. You know, I have to think about it, you know, and when we were at Great American, some guy actually told us too, that on a screw gate or like a normal screw carabiner, he was using it during the late season. And of course, snow and ice got in there and it froze up and he couldn't get the gate open in terms to try to get down. Like once he got down to the bottom, like he's like, I'm sitting there messing with it, trying to get that screw fit. And so that's an added benefit as well, right? Right? Like you got to take a lighter or breathe on it or something to melt some of the ice out of it. So, or it gets rusty or something. So,
yeah, props to that guy for sticking through the elements on the hunt. Like, way to go, buddy.
I know. Yeah. I mentioned rusty. I should probably talk about too all of our carabiners and buckles and stuff. Of course, the Ultralight's got aluminum buckles, so you're good there. But on the original, they are a coated steel buckle. And so we actually salt spray test them, same like we do in the workplace. And so they're coated to prevent rust and any type of corrosion on them too. So just an added little benefit from me as well.
There's a weight limit of 150 pounds for the youth harness. Is that what I heard?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, kids aren't, that's the late, I mean, as much as that is, you know, you're gearing that towards kids that are like my daughter's 7, you know, I would put her in that. I'd say once they get, I mean, I've seen some 13-year-old boys that are as big as me, you know, so it's like, they're not going to be in something like that. But, you know, once they get into that 7, 8, 9, 10, I think from, especially on the boys side, you know, there's some 10-year-olds that, you know, would fit better in our adult small. And so our harnesses, that kind of segues us into the harnesses. So we have the youth size. And then our adult small goes small. All of our harnesses are adjustable. So it's small, medium, you know, anything from a petite woman, you know, to a teenager, small adult, they're going to fit in that small, medium, large, extra large, 2X and 3X.
Okay.
And so you got two of the harnesses that are completely adjustable, right? I wear a large, extra large. And, you know, some girls on our team, they're wearing small, mediums. Some girls that we work with in the industry, they're wearing small, mediums. And so, and I've even had some guys that are on my team that are just smaller guys, you know, they're probably 5'8", 5'9", you know, 160, 170, they're wearing a small medium, you know what I mean? So it's a good range there for sure.
Well, so at one time I was wearing a small medium cause I was a lot healthier than what I am now, but I ran into a situation a couple of years ago when I had gained some weight and I got hunting season rolled around and I took that small medium and I put it on and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, no doubt.
I got on Amazon real quick and I was like, okay, time to go up a size.
Yeah. So that's the cool thing too, because then you would be able to, like with ours, you can adjust them, right? It's not really like this one size fits all kind of deal. There are harnesses that are, you know, some of the cheaper harnesses are like that, right? But with ours, it's pretty adjustable. So you have the leg strap adjustment, you have the chest buckle adjustment, which on the Ultralight is a non-structural component. It's just more or less to kind of keep things where they need to be. And then you have two adjustments that are kind of, I refer to them as your hip. They're more or less like your core, like the sides of your abs, that can actually raise or lower to adjust the crotch pressure or how much that bottom like kind of soaks up into your body. And then, so it keeps it, that's a huge adjustment right there, especially for women. You know, I had some girls that we worked with in the industry that have the small medium. Like, I love the harness. It fits my legs great. You know, it fits my shoulders great. But she's like, it's too long. And I'm like, did you check that out? And that goes back to that elastic carabiner, or that elastic cover that we put over it. Peel that guy back, pull that strap up, and then you can adjust that cross pressure too. So they're very customizable for each person, for sure.
Okay. Hey, let me interrupt this podcast episode real quick and talk about huntinggeardeals.com. If you're interested in saving money on hunting gear, there's no better place on the web. Basically, what huntinggeardeals.com does is scour the web for discounted products on hunting gear and shares them in one convenient location. So type in huntinggeardeals.com in your web browser and sign up for the daily deal email so you never miss a deal. Now, back to the show. Yeah, I mean, I've got a kid at home. He's wanting to get ready to get in a tree stand, and this will be his first year probably climbing up in a stand with me. So that it's a really attractive feature that you guys have this youth harness, because there's not very many on the market.
There's not. It's a challenge to find them. I mean, even doing research in terms of like competitive analysis, like this, you know, XYZ company may make one, but they're out of stock. Or if they make one, it's significantly less quality than what we're providing. And so it's hard to find. And I think we're one of maybe three or four companies on the market right now that are even making one, let alone having them in stock and ready to ship. You know, if you wanted one next week, I'd have it to you by Wednesday. You know, so it's like we're ready to go. For sure.
So question, with the different sizes and stuff like that, and you guys are using the lanyard that you're utilizing, is there a minimum weight rating of a person to activate that lanyard? So we've got, I can't imagine the lanyard for the kids at a 7-year-old is the same lanyard for somebody that's weighing 298 pounds.
No, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought it up. It's not one that I can answer fully, but I will tell you, like, you know, when we're doing like content to where we're trying to show people how to use suspension relief, it's a struggle because, you know, we've had the one girl on our team that was helping me with it. She's probably 110, 120, you know what I mean? So I'd kind of fit her in that petite woman, large child. And, you know, you're hanging there and it's not pulling out, you know, it's not going to pull out. I think the force, when you're talking like even on the kids side, let me see, I got that kid's data here too. But like that maximum resting force. So when you're looking at like the kid on the maximum resting force, they still tested it to 220. It pulled 1,225 pounds. And so like I felt like I had some data showing smaller weight. We did like a 50 pound drop. And I want to say it was like 700 pounds of force on the kids. I can get to it later, but I mean, what I'm getting at is that the lanyard is designed to pull out with the forces of gravity and the forces of a fall. It's not designed to pull out when you're just kind of, if you were climbing up a ladder stand and you maybe slipped and kind of grabbed yourself, it's not going to pull out. But when you're climbing, when you're falling, you know, 6 feet, hitting 1,800 pounds of force, that's when it's going to activate. And so, I mean, really, whether you're 50 pounds or 300 pounds, those forces are greatly amplified with the fall. And so that's when it's designed to pull out.
Okay. You talked a little bit about suspension and relief. Let's talk about suspension relief. What if you guys have a setup to help with that, but let's talk about suspension trauma first. So in the event that I'm in a tree stand and I fall asleep, which is very likely to happen, and I fall out.
Yep.
The harness does its job. The lanyard absorbs the impact. And now I'm hanging from the tree.
Yep.
I'm not out of danger. There's a risk there. Let's talk about it.
Not at all, especially if you're in a climber, right? And so the very first thing is that suspension trauma is a real deal. The fall is only half of it. The fall is a great big deal of it, right? So if you don't have a harness, it's a huge deal. It is the only problem that you have to deal with. But when you when you're falling and you're in a harness, whether it's ours or a competitor's, you know, and you're hanging there, the force applied to your arteries in your leg, which you have several main arteries that run through your leg, right? That force applied can actually prevent the circulation of blood flow. And as we know, preventing the circulation of blood flow can lead to a lot of serious health problems. And so the suspension relief, while we hope you don't use it, is included as well. All of our accessories are included. We recommend that you keep that on you. So it's only as good to have it. Let's say you're falling and you're hanging, and I'm gonna use a climber as my reference here, because if you're in a hang on stand or in a ladder stand, the first priority is to get back to either those climbing sticks or that ladder. You know, get back to safety, right? Is the first priority for you. But let's say a guy's in a climber, the bottom falls out and it's on the ground and you're 20 feet up on, hanging. Having that suspension relief, we have on your butt, there's a strap that kind of keeps the two leg straps together. So it kind of, it's adjustable. So you can kind of position those leg straps to kind of fit under your butt, just ever so, whatever's comfortable. But we recommend to either hook it there, or hook it on your lineman's belt, hook it somewhere on the harness to where you can take your foot. And again, it goes back to practice. This is something that you're definitely going to want to practice before you go out to the woods. And you want to put your foot in the loop that we supplied and push up. And by pushing up, it's going to almost allow you to kind of step and relieve that pressure on your crotch where that is, digging in and preventing that blood flow. And then you do that for a little bit on one side. Hopefully you have some type of locator beacon, cell phone, pager, something to get people's attention in terms of you being out there. As you got to let people know where you're hunting. And so that if something was to happen, fall or not. So you relieve the pressure on one side, you switch it over to the other side, relieve the pressure on the other side, and just kind of go back and forth until you can get recovered. It's going to help your chances of success or a successful recovery so much more in terms of keeping that blood flow circulating and keeping yourself from getting into some serious health problems.
Yeah. So anytime you can help with the circulation and kind of relieve that, it saves. So quick Google search, suspension trauma can be fatal, according to Google. And as quickly as 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You can do everything right. You can do everything right, wear the harness, and find yourself dangling from a tree. And if you can't get out, and still die. Because suspension trauma is a big deal.
Yeah, it's not talked about nearly enough either.
It is not, because we're not prepared for the what ifs.
Yeah. Yep. 100%. So, 100%. I mean, think of it as like a tourniquet kit, right? Everyone's probably familiar with tourniquets and how they prevent blood flow from, like a gunshot wound or some type of injury, right?
Yep.
You put that tourniquet on there and you're just wrenching that thing down, right? To keep that artery from flowing blood. Well, what do you think is happening when you have 220 pounds, like myself, I'm 215, I'm hanging 215 pounds on my arteries. I mean, it's no different, right? And so, it's going to prevent that blood flow. And like you said, I think the effects, if I'm not mistaken, I think the effects are as little as 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, about 15 minutes. Like 5 minutes, you start to feel it, you start having issues, and it can be fatal very quickly.
On the workplace side, I know that some of our harness, we actually have a little Velcro patch that's tied to the belt strap. And you're shaking your head, what I'm talking about. And for that, it's not a requirement in the hunting side, but we do want to supply you with that strap. And so what I always recommend, it's only as good as if you have it on you, right? And so take that suspension relief strap, let's say throw it in your cargo pocket of your pants, throw it in your jacket pocket, your vest pocket, just have that be at a point on your person all the time. I got so many things in my hunting bag. We take, as hunters, we take so much stuff out to the woods, whether it's cover sense or this or that or wind check. This rope or this strap weighs ounces, and you can just throw it in your pocket. That way, if something were to happen, you're able to access it while you're dangling, clip yourself in, and save yourself, man.
Yeah. And it could be, say, if you don't have it, you find yourself in this situation. I hope none of our listeners ever do.
Oh, sure.
It doesn't take much to relieve that, to save somebody. It could be a piece of paracord. It could be the belt that you're wearing. Anything that you can kind of step up onto and relieve the pressure that's applied to your legs when you're hanging there will make a difference. A tree limb, for instance. Just trying to get some of that off of there is the difference in life and death.
Oh, for sure. And to even like kind of paint the picture for some people some more too, like, I know a lot of guys, I know myself, I use aiders on my climbing sticks.
Yep.
So if you're familiar with like an aider and kind of how that feels when you step into that strap or that webbing, that how that pressure on that rope feels, and you can kind of lift off. That's exactly the same thing that you're doing with the suspension trauma strap. It's just that it's clipped to your body, and it's, you're pushing yourself up off of it, as opposed to, you know, just climbing the tree.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good comparison.
And the added benefit, not to be all doom and gloom, but you know, we are talking safety, but the added benefit of it as well is that it doubles as a deer drag. So hopefully you're doing it right, and you're only using it as a deer drag, and you're not using the suspension relief. But that's the ticket, right? But yeah, the same principle applies to that too. You can clip it in. It's got an adjustment on the end to where you can strap things down. So you know, you want to use it as a deer drag, you can do it that way too.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else about your company or products that you're currently offering that we haven't discussed?
Yeah. So I mentioned earlier that we were working with True Timber, and True Timber is a great partner. But as you know, hunters are divas, myself included. Yes. I'm not excluded from this list. And while some people don't care about, you know, the camo mismatching, or, you know, wearing True Timber or having real tree on, or, you know, mossy oak or whatever, we do recognize that, you know, there's a space in there for having solid color harnesses. And so the cool thing is that I didn't, when I came into the team about 5 or 6 months ago, that was one thing that I knew that I wanted to do. I personally don't wear True Timber, but I respect that relationship. And so, and I, you know, I have some stuff with them in terms of like stealth strips and things, but I knew that there are people out there that aren't going to wear our harness because it's a certain pattern. And so we wanted to create a solid color harness. And the funny thing is that I, with my previous job, I have some relationships with some folks at Sitka, and I have some relationships with some folks at First Light, as well as just in the industry in general. And I kind of picked their brain and said, hey, what can we build? You know, what kind of harness can we build that is different than everyone else color wise, but still performs to, you know, kind of their brand standards, right? Like, obviously Sitka standard is extremely high, First Light standard is extremely high, and some of these other companies as well. And so it's like, what kind of colors would you guys want to see? You know what I mean? And not that we're going to make it for them, but using their, picking their brain. And so we ended up coming up with gray, green, and black. Black is basically because it's just like a standard, right? You think a tree stand harness is black, but with those three colors, we ended up coming up with a green. And so we have this, forestry greens. I mean, people on the listening aren't going to be able to see it, but it's kind of a forest green.
Okay.
It still has our black webbing. This is going to be on our ultralight. And so the ultralight is going to be able to come in this should be, I want to say these are going to be to us maybe in June. Okay. So they should be ready for the season coming up. But the ultralight is going to come in a forest green. The original harness is still going to keep its coyote brown webbing like it currently has. And then we are going to go with a black strap for it. And so, you know, looking at that, that could be, you could use that certainly, you can certainly can use that one in the hunting situation, but there's some situations where I know folks that want to have a maintenance harness, you know, the one that they're getting the chainsaw oil on, the one that they're working with and cutting trees down, sweating in and that kind of thing. And so that would be a perfect addition to someone's arsenal, if you will, in terms of tree stand maintenance, having a solid color harness that they can just kind of get gritty and dirty with, and then maybe having a camo harness that they want to use when it's actually come time to season. So that's going to be available on the original harness, and then we're going to have a solid color as well for the ultralight.
Sounds great.
So a little blend in a little bit better, right?
So
different strokes, right?
Yeah. So my question is, like, we think of tree stands and we think about climbing into the stand and clipping in, but
yeah,
statistics will say most of the incidents occur not when you're sitting in the stand, but when you're transitioning from your sticks to the stand. So you guys sell a lifeline.
Yep.
And I can't stress the importance of being tied off 100% of the time. And you hear that phrase in the workplace, but we don't utilize it enough in the hunting space.
Yep.
So once you get set up, make sure you install that lifeline and you're using that as a guide as you're climbing up. I got a buddy in the hunting industry, fell from the stand, transitioning from sticks to stand, super athletic, broke his femur, national television TV show, and he had to take a break from because he had broke his femur in that fall because he wasn't hooked up that whole time. Yeah. And I can't stress the importance. You guys have one. I'm curious though, why does everybody utilize a reflective 30-foot rope instead of a solid color? It's not reflective.
Some people are utilizing a solid color. Some of our competitors are utilizing it. I mean, from us, it's kind of a nod to our like our workplace safety side too. It's a product that we can get fairly easy just based on what we do from a Monday through Friday deal. But also, I've had several instances where I've been at a buddy's farm. You know, let's say I'm traveling to Northeast Ohio and I'm hunting on a farm. I know that the stand that he wants me in is across this soybean field or across this cut corn field, but I don't know exactly where it is. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, the last thing I want to do is trample through everything, right? So with the reflective harness, I literally can take my flashlight or even a headlamp for that matter. I've had it shine on like even my green red headlamp, shine through, and then instantly see exactly where that tree is that I want to go to, and I can make a beeline straight for it. And so from a knowing where you stand standpoint, you know, you can look out across the field and know that my tree stand, or you're walking through the woods, you know exactly where your tree stand is. You're not really trampling through everything. You're not, you know, you got your face down looking at your phone doing that kind of deal. You know, you've seen some companies like that are making like reflective tabs on their climbing sticks to kind of do that too, right? Or you've all seen the push pins, and I got some in back here behind my house, and push pins, those are just some markers, you know, the little breadcrumb trail of where I want to hit in the tree, to, you know, in terms of walking through, making sure that you're not really trampling through things. And so the reflective lifeline is cool. I would suggest anyone listening to go to our Instagram. I took a picture of one in the backyard here with just my torch, and it looks like a damn lightning bolt going off. I mean, it's bright, but you're not going to get that same reflectiveness in normal daylight situation, right? It's only going to really illuminate extremely bright when it's hit with a flashlight or hit with direct light like that. And so there's really no downside to having it. You know, it's not like it's going to affect the situation in terms of hunting, but in terms of walking in and walking out, you know exactly where you are, and it's a big plus for sure. But I wanted, you mentioned something there transitioning, and I want to kind of go back to this too, because we've seen it, I'm thank goodness he's okay, but Hannah Barron's dad, Jeff, I mean, I just talked to her at Great American Show. I mean, I talked to her at Great American and seen how she was doing and how her dad was doing. You know, someone as big as her in the industry, they're not there's no exception for them too. Like they're just as vulnerable as anybody else. And you know, he was just helping the guy the ratchet strap broke on the tree stand. Boom. Next thing you know, you're 25 feet. And so what I want to suggest for people listening is it's very important for us to include all the accessories in our kit. Some of our competitors offer them a la carte, which leads to people not wanting to buy them. You know what I mean? You're already spending $150 on a harness. Last thing you want to do is add another $30 for this or $20 for that. So that's why we include everything in the kit. But as you're climbing, I've seen people climb with their climbing, their lineman's belt. As you know, you're shimmying up the tree, you're climbing sticks. Let's focus this on climbing sticks. So you're climbing up your climbing sticks, you got your lineman's belt, you're keeping it above your waist, you're doing everything proper. And then when you get to the point where you're going to get to your tree anchor, people untether and hook up, right? The goal of the lineman's belt is to keep that around your waist, grab your tether, hook into your tree strap, and then take your lineman's belt off. You always want to have a point of contact, man. It's so important. I do it in the saddle hunting stuff before I came here, and I'm going to continue to do it in the tree stand safety side, because from the moment you take one step off the ground to the moment that you get back down, you need to be connected.
Yeah, I can't stress that enough, guys. From my work experience until actually being in a stand myself, I was one of those guys years ago, even while I was working in safety, I didn't wear a harness.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just a matter of like, if it's going to happen to me, it's when it happens. Like one little slip, one little failure. I try not to leave stands up all year long. I like to take those down at the end of the season so I don't prolong the wear and tear, especially on those straps. Sounds like Jeff Barron, the stand he was getting into, it was one of those stands you leave up, and at some point in time, it's going to deteriorate enough to where it's kind of come back down. So
And we've all seen them, right? We've all seen the you've seen the meat eater crappy tree stand calendar. Like you've seen some funny ones. And so it's like, man, you just never know when something and you could be doing everything right, and then something that you just aren't aware of happens, and you can fall. It can happen to anybody, man, in a split second. And when you just never know. And so it's important just to keep that in mind for sure.
Yeah, man, is there anything else we should talk about? I think we covered about everything.
No, obviously in the nature of things, obviously you guys are, you know, I really appreciate what you're doing and trying to help people save some money. So in the nature of things, anyone listening, I do want to let everyone know that anyone listening today or watching this, we are going to offer a 20% off your first purchase, just and to keep people safe. So in the nature of hunting gear deals, it's going to be HGD, so Henry, George, David, 20. Shop at multidynamics.com, and then you can get any of our accessories or harnesses, and that first purchase is going to be 20% off.
Man, that's awesome. I know there's going to be a lot of people that's going to want to take advantage of that. Head over to multidynamics.com to learn more and pick yourself up a new harness. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that probably have been wearing the same harness for more than 5 years, so it's time for an upgrade.
Oh, 100%, man, 100%. And, you know, we're on all major social platforms. I run all that stuff. So on Instagram, it's malta.hunt. On Facebook, it's just Malta Hunting Safety. I think we do the TikTok thing. I'm not really big into it, but we do have a TikTok. So if you want to head over there, it's malta.hunt too. Twitter is maltahunt, Threads. I mean, just about all of them that are out there. You know, I try to keep up with all those and share that content. But Instagram and Facebook are definitely our two bigger ones. So at malta.hunt, and then just Malta Hunting Safety, man. Yeah, check it out. And I'm getting into a lot more retail stores too. So if you're in the Ohio area, really across the country, we're working on that. Specifically in Ohio, the harnesses are going to be available at all the Vance Outdoors locations. So if you're from Central Ohio or Southeast or Southwest Ohio, all the Vance Outdoors locations. We have some harnesses down there in Malta at Maxwell's. Just some of the smaller shops. I just had a visit with Buckeye Archery Supply. So if you're in the Chillicothe area, Southern Ohio, head over to Buckeye Archery Supply and check them out there. And if you want to get your hands on them, man, it's when you put it in your hand, you're definitely going to notice that the product is significantly better than our competitors on the market.
Yeah. That you can see it from the photos. When you go to the website, that they look a little bit different. I'm kind of curious to get inside one. Maybe I'll stop by the booth at the Great American Ohio Columbus show and try one on for myself.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have plenty of them there for sure, man. So yeah, that's the other thing too. If you're going to Ohio, I don't know when you're going to release this episode, but if you're at the Ohio Open Season Expo, you know, I don't know the booth number right now off the top of my head, but we're definitely going to be over there and check them out. And we got some show specials going on, some pricing, and you guys can take advantage of even some deeper discounts than that 20% at the show. So
awesome. Sounds good, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, sir. Have a great day.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you to Malta Hunting Safety for being a part of the show. They've also extended an exclusive 20% off coupon code that you'll find listed in the show notes, as well as huntinggeardeals.com. When you're shopping, use the acronym HGD20 at checkout to save 20% off for new customers.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.